Katie stared at the foyer as a shiver raked her body from head to toe. Sophia rushed to pick up the broken pieces of Katie's teacup and saucer. Mary stepped back from the door, allowing the deputy to enter the house. He pulled his Stetson from his head, crossed the threshold, and bowed his head in appreciation toward Mary. Her reply had been merely a raised brow. Katie gawked, unable to speak or move. Deputy Sands looked right, then left. He spied Katie and smiled. Then he frowned. Katie just trembled.
Miss Katie, may I speak with you?
Deputy Sands fidgeted with his cowboy hat. Katie mustered all her courage. She cleared her throat. What are you doing here? Deputy Sands stepped toward the parlor, then hesitated. He darted a worried look toward Miss Sophia and Miss Sybil.
I know y'all don't allow gentlemen callers in your house, Mrs. Cartwright. I just need a moment to speak to Miss Katie.
He turned his hat between his fingers, feeling the edge, and waited for permission to move any further. Sybil giggled.
Been talking to Charles Q. Abernathy, haven't ya? That man tells everything he knows to anybody who'll listen. I never seen a man gossip as bad as that station master.
Sophia touched her sister's arm, silently but effectively quieting her. Katie glanced at Sophia. Could she signal to the woman not to let him come any closer? Katie didn't know for sure why he was here, but terror filled her heart. Was he here to arrest her for killing Big Jake? Or for tricking Big Jake into believing she was a man and stealing a big pile of money? Either way, she was in big trouble. Sybil stepped out from the tea table and approached Deputy Sands.
We allow gentlemen callers in the parlor only. Never beyond this room, and only while supervised. You can come on in, young man. We're both here, and you look like you need some tea.
Sophia blinked.
Yes, where are our manners? Do come in. We were just getting acquainted with Miss Katie and Miss Mary Hanna. Obviously, you know Miss Katie. Do you know Miss Mary Hanna Gilmore?
Yes, ma'am.
Deputy Sands cautiously took another step closer to the parlor.
I know both of these girls. That is, ladies. We're from the same hometown in Georgia.
Georgia!
Sybil busted out louder than she should and clapped her hands. Katie and Mary Hanna both jerked, startled by Miss Sybil's outburst.
That's it! Sybil laughed. I knew I recognized your accents!
She turned to Sophia.
You remember, sister. Father took us there.
Sophia touched her sister's arm, speaking quietly.
Now is not the time, Sybil. Let's let these two have a moment to speak.
Sybil glanced at the deputy and back to Katie. A delighted smile creased her cheeks.
I knew you were running from the law. Oh, this is gonna be so romantic.
She drew her hands up into fists and pressed them against her bosom, trembling with delight. Sophia gently grabbed her sister and guided her into the foyer, walking past the deputy, allowing him to walk further into the parlor. He took the cue, glanced at the elderly women as if he still needed reassurance it was all right, then stepped on in. Katie sighed.
Deputy Sands, what are you doing here? Is it about the winnings? I may have...
She lifted her chin a notch.
I won that money fair and square.
Her bravo wavered, and she knew it. But she did her best to look and sound confident, like she had nothing to fear, because she was innocent.
I know you did, Katie. We can talk about that another time.
He shook his head.
That's not why I'm here.
Well, why are you here?
Mary Hanna remained seated on the divan. Katie glanced at her. She sipped her tea as if nothing were abnormal about the deputy from their hometown traveling all this way and showing up at the boarding house unannounced, unexpected, wanting to speak to Katie about God knew what. Katie gritted her teeth. Was Mary Hanna in shock or denial? She turned back to Deputy Sands, planting her hands on her hips and turning her head slightly, lifting an eyebrow, glaring at him.
Well?